Well, what OMB is going to try to do is work with agencies and really collect data that previously wasn't easily found before. Now, OMB will use then its bully pulpit to mine or dig out that IT spending. The goal, as Stephen Van Roekel, the federal CIO, said on Friday, is to know what is being spent, where it's being spent, and assess what's going on at the portfolio level. As Van Roekel talked about, he says he's building on the CIO authority's memo that OMB issued in August.
A lot of the challenges we had in a lot of these very, very large agencies, you know, you'll have agencies with hundreds of thousands of employees where the CIO at the top of the org chart doesn't have authority to actually control investment at the lower rungs. I know some CIOs that tell me they had more power when they were a branch CIO than they are now at the head CIO of the agency.
Now, that memo told agency secretaries to give CIOs more control over the spending of commodity IT, such as email, storage, data centers, computing power, things like that. Now, under portfolio stat, Van Roekel says OMB will ensure accountability across the government by really making investment review boards focus on those programs. Previously, investment review boards were very much budget-focused. Now, this change will make them more investment-focused. Now, Van Roekel says the portfolio stat will have an impact in the 2014 budget cycle. Now, they also put out a memo, wrote a blog. We have links to all that on federalnewsradio.com. But a few highlights from that memo that Jeff Zients, the acting OMB director, and Stephen Van Roekel put out. Agencies have to submit a draft plan to consolidate commodity IT by June 29th. They have to hold their first portfolio stat session by July 31st. They have to finalize their commodity IT consolidation plans by August 31st. And by December 31st, transition two commodity IT's functions to shared services or strategic sourcing commodity IT buys. So we have all those dates. So no one had to write those down real quick, but we have them all on federalnewsradio.com. But obviously, this is a major effort.
So, Jason, we've been talking a little bit here about how there are tech stats and city stats, and everybody's doing these types of stats. But are agency CIOs, are they already also doing this type of effort, or is this new for them?
Well, portfolio stat is a new idea, if you will, but it's really built on several different things. One of the most well-known ones is the Veterans Affairs Department's PMAS effort, which is the Program Management Accountability System. Now, this is something that Roger Baker, VA's Assistant Secretary for Information Technology and CIO, set up about 2 years ago, really to rein in VA's IT spending and have better control over it. Baker says because VA is one of the few agencies that does give the CIO the full control over the budget, he can control spending, he can find areas to save money. Baker calls the Investment Review Board on his end his Ruthless Reduction Task Force.
We have in our Ruthless Reduction Task Force about 25 things along these lines. The single CPU policy, the consolidation of mobile telephone, contracts for services. They're all the same sort of thing that you'd expect your private sector CIOs to be doing for your budget. And in a consolidated appropriation, you start to see CIOs that look at it that way. That's what the portfolio stat will start to do when you start looking at the distributed ones that way. Another one we've got, and this is probably a better example of the kind of things we'll see, power saving. Every desktop computer in VA, 360,000 of them, goes to sleep at about 7 o'clock at night and wakes up about 7 o'clock the next morning. If you figure 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour for power by that number of desktops, that's $24 million a year in completely useless electrical that's now not being burnt.
Now, let me skip over to the Interior Department. They're taking a different but also an aggressive approach to reining in IT spending through, again, something similar to portfolio stat. Secretary Ken Salazar created one department-wide CIO in December 2010, and then each of the bureau-level CIOs became Assistant Director for Information Resources. David Hayes is the Interior's Deputy Secretary. He says Interior is well on its way to having a single enterprise service desk for commodity IT.
We've decided to do this by ripping off the Band-Aid. Within the last several weeks, we have had meetings with every one of our bureau directors, and what we're looking to centralize and what we're looking to keep in the bureaus, because they need some mission-specific software and some capability still at the bureau level. But there's a lot of redundancy at the major level. I talked last time about we have one server for every 7 employees at our department, for example. And what we're doing is we're identifying the literally thousands of people that work on backbone systems in our bureaus. We are moving them to report to our CIO and then to Andrew, our Deputy Assistant Secretary. We're having very difficult discussions, looking at every IT person and finding out what they're doing and deciding whether they stay in the Bureau or whether they go to the new central organization. The new central organization is going to have 8 major activities.
Now, Interior also is managing its investment review board at the department level, so it's looking at these investments more closely than ever before.
And Jason, we're speaking with Jason Miller, our Federal News Radio senior editor. How does this relate to the vendor management organization effort that OMB has also been pushing?
It's definitely all related. In fact, OMB announced that desire to test those VMOs, vendor management organizations, last winter. They really give contractors a single door to the agency. 4 agencies, Interior, VA, Education, and Patent and Trademark Office, took part in that test run. David Kapos is the director of the PTO, and he says PTO has now fully centralized purchasing under the VMO.
The ability to modify contracts in order to track efficiencies through time and by individual has also been transformative for us. It's changed us from an approach, our old approach, which is where bills came in and they said things like, we did something for a month and here's how much you owe us, which is very, very difficult to then pry open and figure out how you audit it, how you assure that the work was done, you got value for it. Now, with the VMO process, we literally know what every person on that contract did every day, even down to the hour. So we can tell the activity they were working on and the productivity we got from it. And it makes me feel, and our CIO here, feel much more confident about the value we're getting for our spend.
So Capo said PTO actually reduced their spending on commercial software by $1.8 million a year. Now, but really the big impact from the vendor management organization has been the way PTO has been able to reduce the cost that they've been spending to maintain that software. $52 million a year they were spending on maintaining software. That's been reduced. Now that money can be put toward upgrades in the agency's network. One last bit of news that came out from this event on Friday where Steve Van Roekel spoke and others is OMB also is developing guidance around mission software. So the way agencies build mission software, that's going to be done in a more modular way. So something else on top of PortfolioStat, on top of VMOs, to look for in the coming months.